And we're back here on SportsTownChicago.com. Chicago Cougars All Access joining us now on the Illinois Media School Hotline is defenseman Hunter Schiffman. And Hunter, congrats. A pretty good weekend for you guys. You do get the overtime loss, but then you get a shootout win and a good weekend for you. You had a bunch of goals on the weekend and had a goal that ended up or a laser goal on Saturday night, as it was called by Brad Stouffer's. Two goals on Sundays, and then the shootout winning goal for the Sunday game. So congrats on the weekend for you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. You know, I don't know. I just I guess I was feeling it this weekend, so I don't know.
That's all right. It's always good to have one of those weekends, and it was a weekend when you guys needed it. Ileana, some new players acquired for them. Not quite the same team you guys were used to, but you guys have seen them so many times. Anyways, it was a bit of a tougher matchup for you guys than normally. Thoughts on those games with a much improved Ileana team after the break?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, they definitely came out and they played hard. You know, they made us battle, and It was a good two games over the weekend. You know, I think we probably outchanced them more over the weekend, but I just, we probably didn't get more grade A chances, you know, shots in the house, which is probably what we need to work on, I guess. But yeah, if we would have probably got more grade A chances, I think we would have maybe handled them a little bit easier.
Yeah, and when you look at it, like you were saying about the chances, you guys did outshoot them on the weekend like you thought, and it was 34-24 in the first game where you guys lost, and then it was tied at 39, so you didn't outshoot them by a whole lot. So not what we're used to normally seeing. I mean, we're used to seeing the volume of shots from you guys, but probably some more grade A chances than what you guys normally get. Was it just because they're so used to you that they know exactly what you guys are trying to do as far as what you're trying to do when you're entering the offensive zone?
Yeah, probably. They probably had a good game plan against us, you know, to try and keep us to an out to the outside. You know, we're a pretty skilled team, so, and we're a pretty fast team, so we could skate through or skate around guys, you know. So they probably had a really good game plan. Their goalie played pretty well this weekend too, so it was definitely hard to beat them.
Yeah, that always makes it a little bit difficult. And I thought both of your goalies, it looked like they had pretty good weekends as well. And Dylan Gillis, I mean, he only gave up the three goals, but he stopped everything else. And Jesse Hayes had a good one in the shootout win, even though it was a little bit of a higher scoring affair. For you as a defenseman, what are your thoughts about, you know, when the games do go like that and your goalies, I mean, they can only do so much.
Yeah, that's true, and it's good to have, you know, knowing that your goalie behind you will make stops that you need him to make, and, you know, knowing that, you know, it gives me maybe a little bit more confidence to maybe push the puck up a little bit more, you know, try and get those in those offensive rushes like I did score my second goal, I believe, yesterday. I got up in the rush, and, you know, it's always good to have a good goalie behind you, you know.
Yeah, I was reminiscing about one of the goals that you had where you jumped up into the play from earlier on, and I think it might have been against Ileana too, and it was a pass that you had received from Nick Kropp, that he had gotten a pass from Van Dyke, and you had jumped into the play, and he sent a saucer right into the middle for you, and that's, I think, one of the strengths for you as a defenseman too, that when you do know that time to jump into the play, that you can be an offensive threat. Obviously, when coach trusts you to get a shootout goal too.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting that at all, actually. we were doing a little bit of shootout competition earlier in the week, and I think it did pretty well. I guess he was just kind of watching over it, and I don't know, it just happened to work out. It just squeaked by him.
That's all right. It doesn't matter if it just gets by him a little bit or by a lot, as long as it goes into the back of the net. And
that's,
I mean,
right.
And especially too, when you look at that one too, I think you guys were down to the fifth person, so the goalies were really hot in that shootout too. And to stop that many in a row.
Yeah, I was kind of watching their goalie. I think two of our guys just kind of went up and they had some speed and they just went and shot. So I tried to get the goalie moving laterally, and, you know, I did a quick stop backhand to forehand to keep him sliding. I just I just stuffed it past him.
Yeah, that's usually one of the keys is getting that goalie moving laterally in the shootout. If you can do that, then you've got a better chance at least of getting into an area if you're picking a spot. It sounds like you had a good plan though going in and were watching him enough where you knew what you wanted to do to maybe get past him.
Yeah, it was actually last year, my teammate when I played for the St. Louis AAA Blues, his name is Josh Bell. He would, every time we'd go into a shootout or we would have shootout competitions in practice, he would always do that move that I did, and it worked like 99% of the time. So like, I just started copying them and it just started working. So I kind of went with that move. I had that move stuck in my head before I even went and picked up the puck.
That's awesome. That's kind of how it goes. I mean, you look at Patrick Kane, he's one of the best in shootouts, and he usually has a plan for what he does. Now he kind of messes around with goalies by slowing down too, but still, most of the guys in the NHL themselves, they go in with a plan of what they're going to do. I mean, you even look at a guy like Marian Hossa, sometimes he'll just go in and shoot.
Yeah, you definitely, like, when you watch, you know, NHL, like, or you look up on YouTube, just like, NHL shootout goals, like you'll see, a certain guy always have that one certain move that works just all the time, and goalies just can't seem to pick up on it. And then once they finally do, he changes it up and he keeps that move going.
Yeah, just don't try the Pavel Datsyuk move that he did on Corey Crawford, or maybe it was, I don't remember if it was Crawford or if it was Niemi, where he just threw it over him, had him down, and just literally just flipped it right over him. Don't try that.
Yeah, I remember that move. I'm a big Red Wings fan, so I remember watching that game.
So you're a Red Wings fan? Are you just a Red Wings fan, or do you have other teams that you watch as well?
I'm mostly a Red Wings fan, but I guess maybe in the playoffs. Well, usually Red Wings are there in the playoffs, but probably Blackhawks are second team to root for. My whole family's Blackhawks fan, but ever since like we got into hockey, you know, when I was a little kid, my parents went to college in Michigan. So when they got into hockey, everybody was Red Wings fans. So they just kind of went there. And then when the Ice Hogs got to the affiliate with Chicago, they kind of turned into Blackhawks fans, and I kind of stayed true to my Red Wings.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing to be a Red Wings fan, that's for sure. Over 20 years, I think over 25 years in a row now in the playoffs. So, yeah, I don't think your parents did too bad of a job raising you as a Wings fan, because the Hawks weren't very good at that time anyways.
No, yeah. I think it's like 24 or going on 25 years this year. You know, I'm a huge fan of Nick Lindstrom. He was probably my favorite defenseman, you know, in the NHL, and he didn't miss a single playoff in his whole entire career. That's crazy, like, that he was able to do that.
Well, the good thing is that you guys can start, you can have that start with the Chicago Cougars if you guys make the playoffs this year. Right now it looks pretty good because you guys are in that second seed spot, trying to get above that first seed. You guys do have a game coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after against the Dells Ducks. But before we look to that, let's look forward to Ileana one more time for this one, Hunter. You guys will play them one more time at the end of the year in February, but this is a team obviously much improved, and it's an important game Sunday to stay pace with the Dells Ducks now that you guys are even in the standings, and then you have that game. So what is it that needs to change from this last weekend to this weekend against Ileana? I think obviously one thing is getting more shots in those high chance or high percentage areas, but what else needs to happen against them?
Yeah, you're right. It's getting down to crunch time. I think we only have 14, 15 more games left in the season, so every game counts, every point counts, and you know, we want to try and stay, you know, either equal, you know, or get ahead of the Dell Ducks. You know, they're a good team, and I think Coach will probably go over some stuff that we either did wrong and need to improve over the weekend, over practice this week. You know, we're going to work hard, probably work on, you know, trying to get to the net more, obviously, or any shots from that gray area. And, you know, try and put bodies in front of the goalie, because it's really tough for goalies to look around screens and still make those good saves.
And when you talk about getting in front of the net front is something that I've heard Coach shout a lot, especially during power plays for you guys, is get that net front presence. And I think it's one of the biggest things that I've heard him harp on for you guys. Is it just a mindset that you guys need to get into for that to happen, or what needs to happen for that to be better?
I think it all definitely starts in practice. You know, coach is always good at, keeping on us about that stuff, you know, always reminding us, on the power play. I think we've had a pretty good power play, so far this season. And, we work it on the half wall a little bit, and then we move it to the middle on the point. And, we need to just get a little bit more shots on the power play, which is, with that D, who's controlling that power play on top, just needs to get shots, get it through to the net, and then get one or two guys, just kind of in front of the goalie or, trying to get that tip and, just try and get more goals on the power play.
Now, has that been a little bit of an adjustment, too, when you talk about the power play? Because when you look at, there was two guys in the year who were kind of those guys, one of them being Willie DeRemus. He's not with the team anymore. And then another guy before that was Hutchinson, who was sort of some of those point guys for the power play. Obviously, you have been one of those guys as well. But how has that changed with those two guys who are two top defensive guys now no longer with the team, responsibility-wise, but also just in how you guys run the power play?
Yeah, those two players, they're good guys. They're good defensemen. They're really good at getting the puck through, especially on the power play, getting the puck through from the point and just getting it to the net. And it got them goals and it got them a bunch of assists. And, now with them gone, it just leaves space for, me and, Ole or Beltrami or Finn or Ferger, to step up and, fill those roles, try and fill those shoes. And, just try and run the. I think we try and run the power play the same way. Our power play hasn't really changed much since the beginning of the season.
Right.
Working on the half wall, working up top. Just try and get pucks in net and bodies in front.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are very skilled. Even those guys, even though they were maybe lower at times for the defensive pairings, now they have more responsibility, but that just means more time for them to shine. I mean, I think back to one of the last home games we had. It's been about a month now, surprisingly, but it hasn't felt like it's been that long. But Beltrame was a guy who had a really good game and really stepped up and has played well in his expanded role now because you are missing the guys that you no longer have. But for you as a defensive player, how does it change how you play because you're now paired with some other guys that you weren't paired with maybe as much as you were?
Yeah, it's all trying to find chemistry with who you're paired up, whether if it's, even strength on the power play, just seeing whether, if they're opening up for a one-timer on the power play, you got to know where they like the puck to be, whether in the center of their feet or back towards their back foot. It's definitely, I guess it's a little challenging, I guess, trying to find chemistry in between guys, but it all just comes together, because I mean we're over halfway through the season, so pretty much everybody knows everybody and they know their habits. So I think changing lines at this point, it's not too difficult
right.
to manage, really.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier because you guys know each other so well. And I think that's one of the cool things with your guys' team, too, is it seems like everybody on the team is pretty good friends with each other. There's no animosity. It's a very good clubhouse, I think you could say.
Yeah, we always got a tight-knit group in the locker room. Coaches always preach that, we all got to be tight. We all got to be together, we're one team and working towards one goal. It's the Chicago Blackhawks, whatever thing. So, and it's a really good motto. And, we always just try and work together. We're not looking too far ahead. We're just looking at the next game and just trying to put, the next W on the board.
And obviously moving forward, that's sort of the goal too, is to get to the next level for pretty much most of the guys, whether it be college or another level of the junior tier. But when you look at it, that's what coaches want, is guys who can work as a team. Obviously they want to see the individual skills, but if you can't work with your teammates, it doesn't really matter how good of a player you are.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we got some other leaders too, you know, other than Coach. You know, you got Gavin Nickerson. He's a 95 birth year. You know, he's played a couple years juniors. You know, he could point out, you know, give some pointers to some of the younger guys. I know Henry, he's a 98, or LeMance, he's a 98. You know, like, you know, Gavin's, you know, he's been around long enough, I guess, in juniors where, you know, he's kind of been there, done that, you know, and he can give any pointers, you know, telling them things they maybe need to work on, you know, and Coach will tell us too, you know, anything that they need to work on for either scouts, you know, for colleges or other junior teams to get them noticed and help them move on.
As one of the younger guys, does that help you out? Because I mean, we've talked before and you said, I think this is your first year of juniors, right?
Yeah, it is. And it does help a lot. You know, back when Hutch was here, you know, he's definitely been there, done that. You know, he's an older guy too. You know, he's been doing good in the NA. You know, I'm really proud of him for that. But like, I never was really paired up with him, but like, I was never afraid to really go up and ask him like, hey, like, you know, like, do I need to work on this, or what do maybe scouts at that higher level, like, what do they particularly look for in the defenseman, like, whatever, you know, do they want me to be more offensive, do they want me to be more defensive, or, you know, just more all around, you know, I was never afraid to really ask them any questions.
That's awesome, and it's nice that they're that approachable, too, from a player standpoint, that you can talk to them, and they're not kind of standoffish or anything like that too. And I know Hutchinson was a very vocal guy in the locker room too, from what I had heard.
Yeah, he was. And you know, and Coach is a very vocal guy too. You know, I'm never afraid to ask him any questions either. You know, he was a coach at RPI, so he's coached at that higher level. He knows what those scouts are looking for to get on to the next level, and he's always, you know, trying to preach and practice. Like, if you know, if we make like a big mistake, you know, he stops it dead, and, you know, he corrects you. And so you don't make that same mistake twice, so you can get better and better.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you shouldn't be afraid to talk to. I mean, he's not a big guy anyway, so no need to be afraid of him.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Although I would not want to get into a fight with Brad Stouffer's, that's for sure. Dells Ducks is another game that's coming up soon, January 15th. The last time you guys will see them. How important is that one? Obviously, you don't want to look past Ileana, but obviously, number one against number two, it's a big game.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. You know, our game against the Dells, it's always been a good game. It's always been a tight race, especially the last two meetings that we had. It was a 3-2 game. We won the first game. We ended up losing the second game, but like, they've been tough games. They're well-coached. A well-positioned team. You know, I got a buddy on that team too. It's a, you know, like, we joke about, you know, playing against each other, but then like, once we get on the ice, it's all business, and you know, we're playing hard against each other. But they're a good team, and you know, I think you know, they're definitely beatable for sure. I mean, we split three games each, and you know, it's coming down between us two, I believe, in first place. Whoever wins that next game, it's definitely going to have an edge going into playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be that game, and obviously how you guys finish out this season. Hunter, thank you for coming on, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to seeing you on this Sunday against Ileana.
Yep, thanks.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll be back with head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer's here on SportsTownChicago.com.